get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the snake pit, Snake.
I watched the trailer.
Dude.
Dope, huh?
You
yeah, it's dope.
Here's Snake.
Thank you.
We got Charlize Theron and Helen Mirren to sign on to that.
They're in that?
Yeah. It looks like it.
How many trailers are there? I guess I didn't see that one.
We better watch another one.
Yeah. Speaking of F9.
F9 is not brought to you by the laws of physics either.
No, it is not.
Don't worry about that. Jeez.
Yeah. All right, so Friday night, I don't know what you guys were up to, but I went to dinner with the wife and the children. It was just lovely and just a wonderful family outing.
Did you guys go to Cece's?
I don't even know where we went, to be honest with you. But we came home and we're sitting around and the kids are watching South Park, which, hold that thought for later on in the week. And I'm looking at my phone and I see, whoa, we may have a no-hitter. And at the time, it was the seventh inning of the Rangers-Padres game. And so I was like, I'm turning this on. I want to see this if it goes down. 9 outs away from a no-hitter.
Heck yeah.
So the kids are down there in the main TV room watching South Park. And I was like, give me the remote. I'm changing this. If you guys want to go somewhere and watch whatever, do it somewhere else. But I ain't going in your room to watch TV.
Were they cool with that?
Yeah, they were fine. But they're like, what's going on? And I was like, it's the Rangers are getting ready to be no hit. And there's a blank look on both their faces. Now, I'll set the scene up by telling you that my oldest quit playing baseball in third grade. He hated it. It was the one sport he absolutely hated. He just thought it was boring. He didn't like standing around, waiting for something to happen. He needed the immediacy of basketball or tennis or football or something like that. He couldn't handle it. And so some kids are that way, and he was like, I don't want to play anymore. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to force you to play anything.
Was Uncle Mike okay with this?
Uncle Mike frowned on this decision from young Isaac. So he's now 15. All right, so he's had a 7-year gap or something like that from the last time that he played baseball.
And you'll hear he hasn't changed his thoughts about baseball much.
So my youngest, though, is a fan. And
a fan of the baseball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not only is he a fan, he pitches. All right. Now he didn't play this year, or he's not playing this year.
TJ?
Yeah, he's got Tommy John.
There he goes.
It's kind of COVID related and team related, whatever. But anyway, he's played. He's been very good, and he's been a blast to watch. And he's a good little pitcher. Again, he's a pitcher.
He can throw some strikes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you need.
So as I'm telling them that the Rangers are getting ready to be no hit, I've got one kid looking at me like, I don't care.
Right.
And I got the other kid looking at me like going, well, what's the big deal? And so as I start to explain the significance of a no-hitter, I come to realize that they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
And I could not believe it.
You're speaking a language that they do not comprehend.
No. And one plays the sport. And then I'm like, I'm getting so mad, and I'm looking at them, and I'm thinking in my head, what age did I know what a no-hitter was?
Dang.
I think it was 4.
It was pretty young.
Right?
Absolutely.
You're fully aware of what a no-hitter is and the significance of it and the rarity of it, mm-hmm, and all of it. And so I immediately grab my phone. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the record button, and we just start from scratch.
Awesome.
Now, luckily, I didn't expect this amount of gold. About 10 seconds in walks my wife.
Yes. To clear everything up?
Yeah. to make everything
to bring some adult expertise into the conversation.
Yeah. So here is me.
What an S show this is going to be. I can't wait.
I'm so happy.
I don't know if you guys know what I do for a living. A sports talk radio show, and this is my family.
Awesome.
All right? Here we go.
Mike, what's a no-hitter?
Bro, I'm not answering that.
What's a no-hitter?
I'm not answering that.
So he is kicked back on the couch and just looks over to me, and he's like, bro, I'm not answering.
Mike, what's a no-hitter?
Bro, I'm not answering that.
What's a no-hitter?
I'm not answering that.
I know how this goes.
Come on, dude. What's a no-hitter?
I'm not answering that.
Can I answer it?
I don't watch baseball. I'm not answering that.
Yes, I want to answer it.
What's a no-hitter?
Not hitting a single double, triple, or home run.
Okay. So Van, the pitcher, says it's not no one getting a double, triple, or home run.
Okay.
Kind of left off the single part of it all.
But he was closer than the other one.
We're at least warm. We're at least participating in our quiz.
Yeah.
Triple or home run. A no-hitter.
And here comes the
wife. Yes. And now the star of the show.
Triple or home run. A no-hitter.
Yeah. Wait, Van, say it again.
They haven't hit a single double, triple, or home run.
Uh-huh.
A no-hitter means when the pitcher strikes everybody out.
No, that's not what a no-hitter means, Mom.
Wait, what is it?
He said when a pitcher strikes, or nobody hits off of him. It's a no-hitter.
Right, he strikes everyone out?
He either strikes them out or he walks them, but they still don't hit. Can he walk them?
What if they hit the ball?
Then it's not a no-hitter.
Right?
Right.
So if they just hit the ball, then the no-hitter is over, right? If they just hit it and it goes back to the pitcher and the pitcher throws them out, then that's not a no-hitter anymore?
If they hit it...
Mom, you're stupid.
So a no-hitter means they can hit the ball but just not make it to first base?
They can't make it. A double, triple, or a home run.
So Van is back to the... Mom, you're stupid, but no, it's a double, triple, or a home run.
He's very...
As many singles as you want.
Yeah, he's very confident in his poor information.
Right.
Yeah.
So a no-hitter means they can hit the ball, but just not make it to first base?
They can't make it. A double, triple, or a home run.
What about a single? Getting to first
base. Yeah, they can have a single.
They can?
Yeah, but
they
don't
go
past the single, so they can't.
At this point, my head... I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Are you like calling your lawyer at that point?
Right? I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
They have a single.
They can?
Yeah, but they don't go past the single, so they can't go to second base, basically.
So then how is that a no-hitter?
What the f*** is going on in my house right now?
Okay, then what's a no-hitter?
Explain.
When no one hits the ball, is it no-hitter?
Was I right?
That would only make sense.
Why would you not include a single in there? Of course, a single breaks up a no-hitter. Right. Yes, it's a hit.
It's a hit. So a no-hitter meaning nobody gets on base, nobody hits. A no-hitter.
Wait, you told me they haven't had a single, double, or a triple.
Okay, why are you asking this? I feel like we all smoked weed and we're sitting there in a circle talking about no-hitters.
You told me they got a single.
I'm being smart. I'm not even answering.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You said they had
a no-hitter. Hang on. A no-hitter means...
Why are you asking this?
Because the Padres are getting ready to the Padres are getting ready to no-hit the Rangers. A no-hitter means...
Can I tell you something?
What?
It's baseball. No one cares.
That's true, too.
All right, the end.
Yeah, no one does care.
We need that as a drop. Look, here's the deal.
Segment
it's
name.
It's baseball and no one cares.
That's the end of the conversation.
He ended it. He went back to South Park.
Never said a word the whole time. He's just sitting back on the couch, leaning back, just looking at all of this. I'm screaming. I'm cussing. My wife's trying to explain some cockamamie idea of her version of it. My dumb kid is
claiming that everybody's high on weed.
Right. My kid is like, no, she can't get a double or a triple or whatever. And then
here's a no hitter means. Can I tell you something?
What?
It's baseball. No one cares.
That's true, too.
All right, the end.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
See, you need to explain to your family what a hit is before. See, they got way ahead of themselves. They don't even understand what it means to get a hit.
Right.
No. That's a whole nother topic.
I mean, a little guy does, because
no, he didn't. He thought a single wasn't a hit.
That's what I can't figure out. And again, it speaks to me. I feel like I'm a horrible parent in situations like this.
Well, you dropped an F-bomb, and your wife's referencing marijuana, so
well,
I don't know.
I mean, beyond that, I'm talking about just as far as, like, my kids don't know what a no-hitter is, and they're 30. You know? Like, well, I don't get that. Is it me,
First of all, your house sounds amazing.
Is it me, or is it them?
No, they wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know.
I could go ask them tonight. I even turned it on.
And that is your mission.
I probably should.
What is a no-hitter?
Like, explain it. Does your wife know?
These are all good questions. These are all really good questions.
Does yours?
Yes.
She knows what a no-hitter is.
Yes, she does. She's sporty.
Audrey?
I can find out, but I think she does.
Okay. Again, my wife is sportsy. She enjoys the concept of sports. And I just thought this was like knowing who Babe Ruth is. You just know intrinsically what this is just because you're alive.
That's right. No, we can go do this, but I'm telling you, we can't beat that. That's incredible. You got the youngest one telling mom she's stupid. Uh-huh. You got mom talking about we sound like we all been smoking pot. You got the oldest one who knows what's going on, who knows it's going to be on the radio, so he's just like, I'm sitting this out, man. You guys can talk about whatever you want. I'm just going to sit over here and not talk. Amazing.
Oh, boy.
What an amazing display that was.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That was worth the wait.
It's like a sitcom that I wasn't allowed to watch when I was a kid.
Seriously.
His household.
Like, how far does my house make it? The kids are in there watching South Park by themselves is where I'm already out. Yeah, already out.
You're not watching that filth.
Gosh, love Corby's house so much. That's great.
There's no hitter talk.
That was awesome.
One of my favorite snake pits ever.
All right. Agree.
Let's dive into the NFL next.